Episode 2053, When Impossible Makes Things Possible.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Get your motors running because, yes, it is a brand new day, a brand new week. It is Mindset Monday. It is time to set your intention for the week. When impossible makes things possible. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, nothing is more frustrating than being told you can't do something. However, there are times when impossible makes things possible. What will your day bring today? Impossibilities or possibilities? You know, in my book, nothing is impossible. Truly my life's motto. Some might even go as far as to call it my mission statement. You know, I was raised with the hope that dreams can become a reality, whether it be a career venture as an OBGYN, an Olympic ice skater, a professional musician, maybe a writer, a change maker, not to mention a wife and a mother. Did all those dreams come true? No. But did that fact stop me from trying? Of course not. It did not. Each one stood apart as its own dream. Even if the dream before didn't happen, there was still hope. You know, this past weekend, I traveled with my husband to visit his parents. We were celebrating his mom's 75th birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. We had so much fun together. And what a great time to celebrate a big milestone. But you know, with things going on, it was a little crazy. We decided to fly after much discussion, even with the mask regulation, because the drive was going to be a minimum of 13 hours, and we weren't even going to be gone for 48 hours. Talk about a fast turnaround. So off I went to make the reservations with an attitude of reservation. Yeah, you caught that. I knew we would be fine, but how did I know if everyone else we would be in contact with was caring for themselves the same way? The people on the plane, the people in the airport, in the bathroom, in the restaurants. And if I'm really honest, I even thought about my family. How well are they taking care of themselves? Besides stormy weather and horrible, and I mean horrible, turbulence on the first flight, the travel was easy. Wasn't that bad. Now, I could have gone with the attitude that I was against all the rules and regulations. I could have complained, but where would that have served me or anyone else for that matter? What I did focus on was the reason this needed to happen. What was the purpose of the trip? Why were we going to begin with? No, we didn't take all the kiddos because we knew it wasn't a good time. Number two, they were also first week done with school, and so they were already into projects, and it just wasn't possible for all of us to travel easily at this time. But the focus was on what needed to happen and why it was happening. It was a celebration, not a complaint excursion. Now, I don't know if you've ever been asked to do things or dreamt of doing things that seemed impossible in the planning and preparation stages, but when all seems impossible, you have to know that nothing is impossible. So how can you get through the impossible? Well, you got to take aim on the possible. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Take aim, action ignites motivation, on the possible. If your focus comes only from what is not possible, you will continue to stew and fret over what can't be done. Any possibilities will be smothered by the impossibilities. However, when you focus on what's possible, you begin to see avenues you didn't see before. That's when you begin to create your now. So what does that really look like? How can you find the possibilities amongst everything that seems to be impossible? Well, number one, you have to isolate the good from the bad. Ask yourself, what can I do? How can I make a difference here in this area where I'm trying to focus? What area can you work on that might make things possible? Sometimes we look at our picture and it's way too big. We need to break it down into little chunks and say, you know what? Yeah, this is the big dream I have, but in order to get there, I have like 12 other steps that have to happen. Well, why not start with the first one? Isolate the good from the bad. What can you do right now? I love using the idea of becoming an author, being a writer. People will say, oh, Christiane, how do you write so much? And I'm thinking, how do you not write so much? You have to start writing in order to be a writer. It's like saying you want to be a photographer and you're not taking any pictures. Oh, you might be going to classes and you might be looking at things, but if you're not taking pictures, are you really a photographer? Yeah, same with a writer. Isolate the good from the bad. What can you do now? What is within your reach right now? If you use the excuses of finances, you can sit here and complain till you're blue in the face and say, I don't have enough money to get Listem. And you can keep going with that and you can buy into those excuses, or you can say, you know what? I know this part isn't probable right now, but you know what? Right now, I can do this. I can write 500 words every single day just to get into the habit of writing. And when you do that, you begin to find your voice. You begin to find your own language. You tune in to your interest. And then you begin to go, oh my gosh, I kind of like this. And maybe from there, a blog develops or something else comes of it. But right now, that's where you start. Isolate the good from the bad. Number two, be solution focused, not problem driven. This is huge. If you're looking at everything going, oh, this isn't going to work. You're right. It's not going to work. If you keep thinking it's not going to work, it's not going to work. If you're not willing to put in the work, obviously it's not going to work. You have to look at the solution, not the problem. This is where the planning and preparation becomes a hope, not a heartache. What is your day starting out as a heartache? Are you wishing it wasn't Monday? Are you going, oh man, if I only had one more day this weekend, how would it have been different? You'd be complaining that tomorrow is going to be tomorrow and you wish it wasn't tomorrow. You wish you had one more weekend day. It's just an excuse. Stop the excuses. Drop them. Be solution focused, not problem driven. And finally, number three, take aim on one thing. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You can't win a race, especially the race of life, sprinting all the time. Now, you can take little sprints, and it's good to do that. It's good to challenge yourself in that regard. But to do it all the time thinking you can sprint a marathon, have you ever tried to sprint a marathon? Yeah, ask a marathon runner. Ask somebody who's run the fastest marathon ever. Do you think they're going to say, oh yeah, I signed up because I knew I could sprint it? No, it's grueling on the body. There's lots of stuff, strategic planning and exercise and fitness regimens and eating, how you're going to do it, what you're going to eat when, how you're going to figure out, oh my gosh, if I have to go to the bathroom, then what? I mean, it's a lot of miles to run. Do I really eat the night before? And if so, what am I eating? You can sit here and worry yourself to death. You can think and overthink things so much that you never take the first step. You'll never run that mile if you keep going, oh, my legs hurt too much. Seriously? Why don't you just get up and walk? Don't worry about the run. Just start walking. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Life is never going to be easy. Never. I was enjoying some great conversation this past weekend with family, and it was just nice to sit and hang out and to catch up. The last time we were together was at my daughter's wedding, and do you think I had time to sit down? Yeah, no, I did not. I did communicate a little bit, glad you were here, and off they went because I was so engrossed in making sure everything was going smoothly with my daughter's wedding. So this round, it wasn't about what I needed to get done. It was all about focusing on who was there. And I just wanted to listen to them. I wanted to know more about their everyday, what their struggles were, what they were excited about, what this next fall into winter was going to bring for them. How were they coping with COVID in their area? my sister-in-law, she's a teacher. And I was like, well, how are you all handling it in your school district? I wanted to hear the stories. And you know, it was interesting because they would tell stories, but at the end of those stories, if it seemed impossible, there was still a beacon of hope. There was still, yeah, this is where we are. However, this is what is possible. But if you keep looking at your life and at your circumstances and at your dreams and at your goals that say, you know what? It's not possible. I don't have the finances. I keep getting cancellations. I want to set up a website, but I don't even know where to start. I want to do a podcast, but stop the buts. Life is never going to be easy and you're always going to have buts. There will be many things that break before many things that work. You can lean into what is impossible and live your dreams and goals from the back seat of the impossibilities. You can drive from there. Or you can choose that no matter what cards you're dealt, you have the opportunity to soar through and around impossibilities to create your now. What are you going to choose today? How did you even wake up this morning? Have you even looked at your week? Are you already thinking, oh my gosh, I have so much to do? How about, oh my gosh, I've got so much to do. I cannot wait to go to bed so I have enough energy to go tackle it tomorrow. There's a big attitude switch about that. If you sit here and just mope around all the time and act like, oh, I'll get to it when I get to it. Oh, it's not fun. I just have to do it. It's just part of the job. It's so much, yeah, I don't like it, but I'm doing it. So yeah, I'm living the life. That's what I do. I'm loading the trucks. Who would want to be around you to begin with? You probably don't want to be around you because all you are is living in the impossible. I can't do this. I don't have all the answers. So if that's you, then just stop this message now. You don't need to listen to the rest of this episode. But if you're still listening now, after that statement, then that means you are made for more. You know that there's something within you that says, I've got to flip the switch. It's got to be something more than what I'm sitting here worried about. Worry gets you nowhere. You can be concerned, but not worried. So what are you going to do today for your dreams, for your goals? Are you willing to throw out the impossible and take the possibilities and say, this is where I start? I want to leave you with this story. As I was flying, oh my goodness, I'm trying to think which leg of the flights we were on. I think this was my first flight back here to home. And we had just taken off and it was in the afternoon, so the sun was still up. I could see details. We weren't so far up that it was just like, you know, little light specks. It was, I could see details. I couldn't read any form of letters, but I could at least see how things were organized, etc. And so we're approaching this area, of course, in an airplane, so we're riding above it. And I look down and I notice there's this land. And there's this big, huge fence around it. And at the front of it, as we're approaching it, I see this pile of junk. And it's truly a pile of junk. I don't know what was in that pile. I can only guess after what I saw next. But I'm like, okay, that's like a junkyard. And so my eye saw this big garage and I'm thinking, okay, this makes sense. They probably get the junk in, they take stuff apart, they organize it, and then they eventually ship it out. And then my eyes continued to travel all within this fenced yard. And it was a big size, you know, parking area, et cetera. I mean, it was huge. And the next thing you know, there's all of these cars meticulously lined up, parked, but they were junk cars. And I looked down and I thought, oh my gosh, what we see as junk is someone else's treasure. This junkyard took this pile of stuff that was dumped to them and they organized it. So why? So when somebody came and said, I need a part from a Dodge 52, whatever, I have no idea about cars. So please do not send me an email saying there's not a Dodge 52 because I don't know. But we could go back as far as a Corvair because we used to own one. And I thought I would drive that white and red convertible Corvair. I never got to it because my parents sold it. But I love that little car. And those rare parts that you need. But they had it so organized. I want that part. They could go. And I have a feeling in their books, they'd be like, okay, go here. It's, you know, number, parking slot here. You'll find that car there. We can look to see if we have that part. Now, understand, some people may say, oh, but those were just other cars parked there. No, this was a Sunday. Early evening, like at 5:30. Nobody was working in that junkyard. It was all quiet. But it was so organized. What I would see as just piles of stuff, somebody took it and said, you know what? This is a treasure. Somebody's going to call me and they're going to need this. What I saw as impossible, somebody else made possible. How are you going to look at your day? How are you going to see your goals? Are you going to say, you know what? Here's my pile, but I'm going to take out what's possible. And I'm going to go work on that. And then we'll see what happens with the impossible. Because you know what happens? When you start working with the possible, everything flips. Nothing is impossible. Go out today. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.